You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 12. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. This passage troubles my heart. If this verse had been written to unbelievers, maybe I will understand. But when the scripture says, beware, brethren, beware, brethren, it's talking to believers. It's talking to those of us who profess to believe in Jesus. It says, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. It means it is possible to depart from the living God. I don't know why people argue this today. This is the word of the scriptures. It is possible for you to depart from the living God. But it says an evil heart of unbelief. You may not see the unbelief in the heart as evil. If I should ask you, what kind of heart would you describe as an evil heart? You may be saying a heart that commits murder, a perverted heart. But it says an evil heart of unbelief. Did you know that there are many people today that profess to believe in Jesus that have unbelief in their heart? That are doubting, that they are doubting it. They are doubting it. They are not sure. Although they still come around with us, sing with us, pray with us, do everything, but in their heart, they are already departing. And eventually, you know, they will depart. Did you know how many people today who once professed faith in Jesus, who were once active in our assemblies, but today they claim they do not believe in God? In fact, some of them have even become the enemy of the gospel. They have nothing to do with their life other than to be attacking that same gospel they once professed to believe in. There are many people like that. Some now have departed. Some are still in the stage where that unbelief is growing in their heart. The leader of the, I think, Labour Party in the United Kingdom recently said, when they asked her, do you believe in God? She said, no more. I used to believe, but I no longer believe. This is somebody that grew up in our assembly. I'm telling you, there are a lot of people like that. And that's why the Bible warns us. It says, beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you. But there are some today that have it. And that is why it's very important that the gospel that we preach must be genuine. Many of the people who are departing from the Lord, even though they are personally responsible for their unbelief, part of the reason is that we have been preaching gospel that is not the gospel of Christ to people. So there is no way that gospel can be potent against the attack of Satan on their heart, because it is not the genuine gospel. All the years, how can somebody grow up in a place where all through their years, 10, 15, 20 years, what you are just telling them is somebody's turn to shine. Oh, you are going to rise. Your enemy must die. That is not the gospel. By the time Satan comes heavily on those kind of persons, they have nothing to fall back on. They will eventually disbelieve the gospel. And many of them will not believe that there is even God anymore, because we have not preached the true gospel of Jesus. It is very difficult, almost impossible, that anybody who has truly had the gospel, the real gospel of Jesus, to now say, oh, I no longer believe. You see, the gospel of Jesus has nothing to do with your location. For example, somebody relocate from Africa to Europe and then suddenly say, I no longer believe in God. Everything is available here. It means that you have heard the wrong gospel. Your need for the gospel has not changed irrespective of where you go, because it is not about food. It is not about healthcare or facilities. No. Are you delivered from sin? Is your eternity guaranteed? There is no Western nation that can guarantee your eternity with Jesus. There is no Western country that is so developed that development will deliver you from the eternal consequence of sin in the lake of fire. The consequence of rejecting Jesus. There is no Western development or civilization that can save you from that consequence. It is when we preach this kind of correct gospel that people's heart will not depart from the Lord. But I tell you that a lot of people sitting down in our churches today, they have an evil heart of unbelief. They are contemplating, they are doubting, they are thinking. When they get to an atmosphere where they could disbelieve God, you will just see them suddenly saying they no longer believe in God. I'm telling you, it's not about comfort that they get in Western nation or civilization. It's about the fact that they have an evil heart of unbelief. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.